No, it made it difficult for ourselves, losing obviously the two goals early on and being quite sloppy. It looked so we could have lost a couple more at that stage. But they showed a lot of character to come back and a lot of quality as well. I thought we created loads of chances second half, and I think we're coming away being a wee bit unfortunate not to get a win.
I was going to say, maybe the saves the goalkeeper made with two of his legs, made two terrific saves for Nicky Clark.
Great saves. I don't think we could do much more. We're disappointed with the goals. I don't know if it's a penalty. It looked a wee bit soft at the time. But the boys reacted really well. We came back into the game and they played. I thought we passed the ball really well at times and we triangles and we caused them problems. And it's a point's a good result here, but we're disappointed not to get the three.
That's twice you've come here this season, start of the season, of course, you sort of unfortunate defeat as well.
Yeah, none of the games against Hibs have been close this year, but it shows we're moving the right direction as well when you come here and you're unlucky not to win, because the quality Hibs have got, it was always going to be a tough game, especially after Wednesday night and the confidence they'd have got for that as well.
Two great players, Higginbotham and McMullen were terrific, weren't they?
Yeah, no, they've got that in the locker. It's good, you kind of beat people that can go by, people with a bit of pace and a wee bit of creativity, that's what the fans want to see. And they certainly produced at times today, and I thought Nicky Clark and Michael Moffat as well were really good today as well. So there's a lot of good, individually I thought we were very good, but as a team I thought after the first 20 minutes I thought we defended well, and going forward as well we looked a real threat.
Did you fear for Calum a wee bit when he was on the yellow card?
He's not a silly boy. He knew himself that he had to watch what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to get involved. He's one of the players that always plays in the edge. Mm-hmm. But he's an intelligent lad. He's experienced, so I'm sure he wasn't going to get caught out with giving away any daft free kicks and getting sent off.
To lose a goal after 5 minutes wasn't the best way to start, but the second half was he started like lightning. What did he give him at half time?
No, we just obviously pointed out where we're going wrong and individually what we can maybe improve on. So you got the reaction we're looking for, and hopefully now we can build on that, because we've got a lot of massive games coming up between now and the end of the season, and it's important we build that wee bit of momentum and obviously try and catch the teams up above us.
Does it concern you? You missed so many chances in the second half.
No, it's always good when you create chances, especially against a top team. The last couple of games, you could probably say we've not been as clinical as we should have been, but today was one of the games. I think the keeper was outstanding, and sometimes you've got to hold your hand up and say he done really well. And if we keep playing like that, then I'm sure we'll score a lot of goals.
Thanks, Andy.